cold, windy days won't keep this next guest off the water. Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods joins us. Author, angler, leader in Women's Recreational Fishing Network, and the driving force behind some brilliant fishing programs happening right across Moreton Bay these school holidays. Sam also runs a competition for junior anglers. And let's just say one catches everyone talking. And she's also got a clever backyard trick for teaching the kids to cast. Welcome, Sam.
Hi, Deb, and to everybody listening. I'm not sure about you, but I am definitely not a fan of the cold or the wind. I'm already looking forward to some warmer weather. But the school holidays have been in full swing and we've been kept very busy running the active holidays fishing programs for the city of Moreton Bay, and along with plenty of birthday parties as well. But over the holidays, we've visited Woody Point. We've also spent some time at Bongaree, where a couple of decent flathead, around 40 centimetres, were caught and released, a couple of brim and plenty of whiting. And that wrapped up our, we wrapped up our final school holiday session at Saturday at Scarborough. Some of the days were really challenging with the wind blowing straight into us, and it makes casting much harder, especially for beginners. But it's also a great learning opportunity, because if you can learn to cast in windy conditions, calm days become much easier. So if you've got kids who are keen to learn to fish, here's a simple tip you can practice at home before you even head to the water. Take the hook and sinker off the rod and tie on a small stick or a lightweight toy instead. Place a few buckets around the backyard at different distances and challenge your child to cast towards them. See if they can land the lure in the bucket or at least get close. It's a fun game, it builds confidence, and it gives you the confidence too, because they're learning without the sharp hooks. So when they're ready to cast, only have about a school ruler's length of line hanging from the rod tip. Always make sure they check behind them before every cast. Hold the line with your finger, open the bail arm, bring the rod back over your shoulder ready to cast. Keep your feet and hips pointed in the direction you'd like to go. Bring your rod back over your shoulder, and as your elbow straightens, release the line. Let it come off the spool naturally without trying to stop it. Once the cast lands, close the bail arm by hand, point the rod tip down towards the water, and wind until you have tension on the line. Rest the line lightly across your index finger so you can feel even the smallest of bites. When you feel a nibble, lift the rod firmly to try to set the hook. If the fish doesn't stay on, simply wind in a little to take up the slack and leave your bait where it is. Quite often, the fish will come back for another go. If nothing happens after a minute or so, wind in and check your bait's still there. It's a simple way to teach good habits and make that first fishing trip a lot more enjoyable for everyone. The Aussie Junior Fishing Classic is still running, and it's been fantastic to see so many local kids taking part. We've even extended the competition to cater for the different school holiday periods across the southern states, giving everyone a fairer chance to enter. One of the standout catches so far has been an incredible tuna measuring 1.6 metres. Apparently, it took around 5 hours to land. What an absolutely awesome effort and a memory that child will never forget. For me, though, the best part isn't always the biggest fish. It's watching these young anglers grow in confidence, learn to identify different species, understand fishing regulations, and develop good fishing habits. And it's also great to see the parents learning alongside them. Fishing really is something the whole family can enjoy. The Healthy and Active Moreton kicks off again, and we'll be at Bongaree on Saturday the 1st of August. The session is filling up fast, so jump on the website, twobentrods.com.au, and grab your $5 tickets before they're all gone. And we supply all bait, tackle and fishing equipment. And there'll also be a couple of women's and men's only fishing lessons coming up soon. But until next month, stay warm, stay safe, and I hope to see you out fishing.
Thanks so much, Sam. Some brilliant tips there for parents looking to get their kids started with fishing, and it's fantastic to hear how many local families are getting involved through the Active Holidays programs and the Aussie Junior Fishing Classic. That 1.6 metre tuna catch is one for the books. If you'd like to get the kids out in the water and off screens, keep an eye on Two Bent Rods Facebook page for upcoming dates and on the Council's Healthy and Active website. And, of course, to hear more from award-winning Sam Beckman from Two Bent Rods and City of Moreton Active Fishing Program, head to 1015fm.com.au for more podcasts with the best fishing tips.